Today, I'm going to be presenting the outcome of a study we conducted on the potentials of farmers in Michigan and Ohio to adopt perennial grain cropping systems. The presentation is going to commence with a brief synopsis on the study rationale, and I'm going to proceed through the methodology and explain briefly on the findings and the implications of the findings. And I'm going to end the presentation with some set of conclusions aimed at informing further studies. Presently, 80% of the world crops are grains grown on 70% of the world cropland as industrialized monoculture. And this particular cropping system has produced some remarkable positive results. And at the same time, it has also produced some tremendous and alarming negative consequences, especially on biodiversity, ecosystem function, and generally, it has also produced a lot of negative environmental impacts. This has necessitated a search for transformative cropping systems, and one of such efforts in this direction is the perennial grain cropping system, which is considered to potentially have the benefit of contributing enormously to improving environmental services, carbon sequestration, reduction in energy use, nitrate retention, and erosion. Currently, a group of researchers across the United States are working on perennial grain breeding program, and at the moment, this effort remains at the experimental level. The crops are best considered as hypothetical in the sense that they are not yet available for farmers' adoption. Also, no study has been conducted on the potential to adopt such cropping system, and it's essential to know what farmers would be interested in for them to adopt such cropping system. This informs the basis of our study, whose objectives include to determine whether American farmers would consider to switch from annual to perennial varieties or grow both types. In our study, we also went out to determine whether the criteria that farmers are likely to be interested in when they are making adoption decision regarding the perennial wheat cropping system. And also, we set out to understand how farmers would envision perennial wheat system fit into their existing farming systems. To achieve those objectives, we conducted a series of review and synthesis of ex-post adoption studies conducted in developing countries. And our reviews was limited to ex-post adoption studies on three transformative technologies, which include organic agriculture, no-till, and agroforestry. By transformative agriculture technology, we imply farming system practices or technology whose functionality, underlying science, and architecture depart remarkably from the existing conventional farming system. And a total of 70 articles were reviewed. And the reasons why we chose those three technologies is because of some of the attributes that they share with the perennial grain cropping system, which again remains an hypothetical crop. And this includes soil conservation, water and biodiversity preservation, the possibility of contributing to the reduction of the environmental impact of agriculture. Overall, the goal of the review was to gain insight on how perennial grain might be adopted, since perennial grain falls to the category of transformative agriculture technology as organic agriculture, agroforestry, and no-till. And we also interviewed 11 farmers from Michigan and Ohio on their possibility to adopt the perennial wheat cropping system using semi-structural interviews, and to develop a list of farmers that were interviewed. We attended conferences and grower meetings in Michigan between January and March 2012, and we visited a range of venues to be able to capture wide range of farmers' operations. From the list that we draw, that we developed from the conferences that we attended in Michigan, we selected a range of farming operations, including large and small, organic and conventional farmers, pasture-based and grain-based farmers, as well as integrated crop and livestock farmers. And this was to enable us to have a diversity of farmers to be interviewed. And we asked those farmers who were selected for interviews questions including their farming history, their production goals, size of the operation, and existing cropping system and management system. And we also asked them questions about their potential interest and attributes of interest in the perennial wheat cropping system. The interviews were transcribed in summer 2012, and we had multiple members of the team to revise the interviews in order to help clarify technical information and resolve certain uncertainties and inconsistencies. And the members of the research team also worked together to develop a coding table aimed at addressing the research question. And in late summer 2012, the coded interviews, we used NVivo software for the coded interviews, and the lead authors went through the whole process to check for accuracy. The findings. In this section, I'm going to present the findings in two ways. At the moment, I'm going to be talking about the findings from the literature review on the adoption of those three transformative technologies, which include organic agriculture, agroforestry, and no-till. And in the literature review, we found that attributes or variables that include farm size, farmers' economic and risk orientation, environmental concerns, land stewardship and values, as well as agronomic and biophysical factors, are all determinants that contribute to the decision of farmers to adopt or not to adopt a particular technology. However, we also found in the literature review that those variables were indeterminate and contradictory in nature, because sometimes some of the literatures would report that farm size is significantly related to the adoption of organic technology, for example. And in other literature, we come to realize a contradictory finding would be recorded that farm size was not significantly related to the adoption of organic technology. And that was the sequence, the understanding we got from the literature. And the implication of this is that no single universal variable can sufficiently be used to explain farmer decision to adopt a particular technology. The other implications from our findings from the literature is that farmers' decision to adopt a particular technology might be informed by more than one consideration. And finally, we concluded from the findings from the literature review that adoption decisions within the farming context is a very complex and a dynamic process. Interviews finding. From the farmers we spoke with, they suggested a total of 11 potential uses of perennial grain wheat. And of those 11 potential uses of perennial grain wheat, only one of them falls within the range of its usage as dual-purpose grain and forage crop, which essentially has formed the basis of ongoing agronomic research, especially in the United States. Also, it was also striking and remarkable for us to know that it was just one of those farmers, one of them, that highlighted the place of high yield in the consideration to adopt such cropping system. And in most of the agronomic researches, focus has always been on yield impact, closing the yield gap as a way of getting farmers to adopt technology of such nature. And also, another interesting finding from our discussions with the farmer is that of the farmers that we interviewed, just one of them mentioned the place of total monetary value that is going to be derived from the perennial grain, from the grain and the forage produced from perennial wheat. as a consideration for adoption. The other farmers did not mention this as a determinant of their decision to adopt such technology. And we also found from the interview that most farmers place their decision to adopt such technology based on the concept of complementarity and not necessarily substituting that technology for their existing farming system. And in other words, they are looking at this technology in the context of how it fits into their present farming system by enabling them to address one or two problems that they are facing at the farm levels. Also, some of those farmers, most of the farmers we spoke with, saw and interpreted perennial wheat cropping system or perennial grain cropping system generally as something that they would like to adopt to solve a problem that they are facing in their farm. For example, one of the farmers conceived of the use of perennial grain cropping system as a way to create a buffer strip between his own organic farming operation and the conventional feed of his neighbor. And then other farmers also spoke about the potential of adopting such cropping system to help improve the fertility and the productivity of their marginal land areas. And some of them also spoke about its potential use to produce niche products, especially for consumers that are interested in edible and locally produced food. I mean, this table is just trying to present a summary of some of the potential uses of the perennial cropping system as presented by the farmers and conclusions. From this study, which is an exploratory study, we were able to figure out that farmers proposed a wide range of uses for the perennial wheat cropping system, and such seems to set to explain or help us understand why there is this inconsistency in the literature regarding the adoption of transformative farming technology. Also, in this study, we tentatively conclude that farmers often adopt technologies for their own particular situation rather than accepting the technology for its intended use. And we also came to the tentative conclusion, given the explanatory nature of the study, that farmer's decision to adopt a particular technology is highly contextual and that the context is usually dynamic. And we conclude as well that it's essential that grain breeding programs take cognizance of the potential uses of the crop in order to not close off adoption opportunity. And we also concluded by tentatively suggesting that methodologies that account and take into cognizance the complexity and the dynamic nature of adoption-making decision context should be considered in adoption studies. Thank you.